This is an introduction I wrote to a book called I Wish I Was in Dixie, 2 Dozen True Tales About Growing Up in Dixie by 2 Dozen Alabamians, compiled by Marie Stokes Jemison and Jim Reed, me. Looking forward to the past. I guess the idea was simple enough. We just wanted some folks to tell their own tales in their own words. Tales about what it is like to be trapped for life in the heart of Dixie. Trapped for life in the humid heartbeat of a land that, as quickly as it is remembered, disappears and is replaced by chain franchises, asphalt, Yankee invaders, demolition crews, and indoor plumbing. Quick, before it all falls away, what was it like to be raised in Dixie? When you revisit your birthplace, the home you were brought up in, what do you still see inside your heart? What is it that you see that we can't see because of all the improvements, the aluminum siding, the shopping malls, the parking lots, the lowered ceilings and sheet-rocked over fireplaces, the energy-efficient heating and newly installed air conditioning systems? What childhood joys and horrors keep playing themselves back in your mind, whether you're 30 or 70 years old? Tell us your story. Tell us so that we can see it through your eyes. Let us see Dixie as she was, whether your old man was a sharecropper, a banker, a carpenter, whether your mother was a housewife, a day maid, an early activist. There are millions of stories about Dixie, most of them trapped in the gut, but thriving in the heart. Here are at least 24 of those millions of tales. Maybe they'll make you want to tell your tale, too. Maybe they'll inspire you to get out your pen, your laptop word processor, your recording device, and get busy telling your tale. When you're done, give it to us. Give it to someone you love, or put it in a bottle and cast it into a red clay mound or a kudzu field, in hopes of having it dug up one day and rediscovered by someone who really wants to know what it was like to be you in Dixie in the waning days of the 20th century.